What's going on, guys and girls, and welcome back to the Health Hitters Project. So, this is like episode one. Even though you've had like the introduction into what it's going to be about and what the project is about and a little bit more about kind of the Health Hitters, this is like episode one, right? This was the actual thing that I'm going to go through today is actually the first module that we went through within the Health Hitters. And like I said, I'm going to basically give you a snippet of what we kind of went through and some of the stuff that we touched on. So let's get going with this, because I think this one's a pretty cool one. This one's, you know, it's a little bit more of an insight in how it all kind of come about, a little bit more kind of where I've gone with my journey and how I've kind of changed and my kind of thought process on things and basically how the Health Hitters become where it is today. So the first thing that we went through a little bit about is introduction into Health Hitters, which I basically went through last week for you, okay? How it come around, what we are looking to bridge, what it isn't, okay? You know, I'm not saying that the Health Hitters is going to be for everyone, okay? Some of you want these quick-term fixes. This is not the Health Hitters. The Health Hitters can help you with a quick-term fix, but it's about sustainability in the long term as well. It's about giving you the tools and teaching you about those tools and showing you how it works in the grand scheme of things, instead of just going, you know, if you want your hand held, this isn't for you. This is all about how, here's a tool, and this is what the tool does, and how it's going to affect your body, and how it's going to help you improve your body shape and your health. Instead of me going and being like a dictator and going, you do this, and if you don't do this, then you not get the result. You know, that was a really rubbish accent. Okay? I tried to be like a Russian then, but didn't really fucking work, did it? Okay. But, you know, that's where it isn't, okay? We're not a dictatorship. We are basically here to educate you and teach you and show you the processes so you understand the processes and understand how you can change and play with your nutrition, play with your training, and how it's going to do certain things within your body that is going to help you improve your body shape and your health. Okay, that's what we basically went through. We went through like a small introduction about me, okay? You know, I've been in the industry for about 7 years. Majority of that, I was a fitness instructor. I've recently gone self-employed about a year ago now, and we kind of went through that, but I'm a geek, all right? The funny thing is, I got kicked out of every class that I went to in school. Every single class. Maths, English, I was only allowed to do biology, I wasn't allowed in physics, and I wasn't allowed in chemistry. I got kicked out of IT, okay? I was basically kicked out of everything except for PE, and that was it, I think. Yeah, I wasn't allowed in anything else. Okay. And the funny thing is, I knew where I wanted to go. I knew what I wanted to do from a very early age. And I knew it was personal training. So I didn't see the relevance in doing anything else. I knew how to read. I knew how to write. I knew all the basics of English. I didn't want to learn about Shakespeare. And guess what? In maths, I didn't want to learn about Pythagoras' theorem and algebra and all of that. I have a calculator. And that's the way I saw things. Okay. However, when it comes to the body, I love geeking. I love learning more about the body, you know, muscles and nutrition and how it affects the body and chemically and externally and how we need to be looking at things in a lot more than just what meets the eye, right? Come from a sporting background again. Played both rugby codes, rugby league and rugby union. Done martial arts, sprinting, football. I've done quite a lot. I've been overweight, you know, this, you know, April 2018, I was 103 kilos. Okay, 103 kilos. And, you know, if you go to my social media pages, just go to at James_Matthews_JM15 or go to JM15 Fitness on Facebook, you will see, okay, the other ones, the James Matthews ones is Instagram, the other one's Facebook. Okay, you will see I was 103 kilos, heavily bloated, I had high blood pressure, low levels of confidence, been wearing my body image. Okay, I hated what I see, I literally hated it. Okay, had digestive issues, sleep issues, highly stressed, I had a lot of mindset issues, okay, mentally I wasn't in the right place. Okay, and I got down to 89 kilos in 12 weeks, I'm now sitting at 88.7, okay, I haven't really made much movement, but I've got leaner, and I put on a little bit more tissue from the looks of it, and I've emotionally ate before, and I know how it feels, I get where you're coming from. If you emotionally eat, and you binge out on food, I get it. One ice cream tub for me turned into 5 ice cream tubs for me. Okay, I couldn't stop at one. You give me a bag of chocolate, I'm going to eat every single bag of chocolate that gets put in front of my face. That's how I was, but now I've created a different path. So we went through a little bit of an introduction into me, kind of what I'm about and, you know, who I am. And, you know, we spoke about this in quite a little bit of depth. You know, the whole actual seminar was about 45 minutes to an hour long. Then we went through the four key areas: training, nutrition, mindset, and lifestyle. That's the things that we talk about at the Health Hitters. We talk about these four things, okay? And each week, we do a different one. So module one of week, if we were to look at it in a four-week week, okay, module one, mindset, module one of nutrition, module one of training, module one of lifestyle. We then go back, okay, in the second month, we go to module two of mindset, module two of nutrition, module two of training, module two of lifestyle, then we go to module three of all of them, and we touch upon and we build this. It's a journey. We build that journey. We make it better. We start to bring things together. And like I said, we educate you. We're not telling you go low carb or do high carb or do this or do that. We're going, here's low carb and this is what low carb's going to do. Okay? And that's what we go through. That's how we work this out. So, in terms of the training side of things, you know, training is super important when we're looking to improve your body shape. We all know that, okay? We can't deny that. You need to be doing some form of training, whether that's simply right now you get up and you just start moving, or you're going down to the gym, okay? You can lose weight without training, which we go through, okay? 80% of nutrition and 20% training. Again, I spoke about this and how I don't believe that's true, and we will go through this as we go further in to the actual side of things when we talk about the new like modules of training and stuff like that, okay? Now, I don't think that's true. If you think it's 80% nutrition, 20% training, I think you're in the wrong mindset there. You know, you need the best of both worlds, and without best of both worlds, you won't achieve the body shape that you want, okay? Straight up. Know what you're doing and the effects it will have on the body? Know why you're doing things. If you're doing a certain way of training, let's say metabolic, why can that help increase fat loss, right? But we know metabolism, and increasing metabolism means we're going to increase the rate that we break down energy to be used or to be pushed into cells, okay? If we know that and we are doing a metabolic style workout, we know we're going to drive up energy expenditure, right? Where if we know that we're doing another one that's more neural based, we know that we might not expend as much energy. Do you get where I'm coming from? If you don't understand these, then how do you know where to change and what changes to make and what to do? Okay, you know, do we do cardiovascular work? Do we do classes, body weight, weight training, HIIT? Where do they have their places? Okay, you know, why are you doing HIIT? Do you actually know what true HIIT is? Okay, it's going through this, understanding these things, and we'll go through some of these things as we touch on them through the Health Hitters. Like I said, the Health Hitters project is about giving you a snippet. It's not showing you the full thing, but I'm showing you some of the things that we're going through. Okay. The next part we go through is, can we do an exercise properly, exercise technique? You know, can you periodize your program? Do you know how to? Can we just start showing you how to do that? Should you always change the program? We touch on these things, okay? Then we started to go through a little bit about nutrition. All right, you know. Do you know your BMR? Do you know your TDEE? Do you know how to work out your calories? Do you know which one you should be pulling from? Do you know which one you shouldn't be pulling from? You know, understand this. If you can understand this, you can start making the results that you want. Okay, where do I create a deficit from? Nutrient density versus caloric density. Do you know the difference? Do you know which one you should be having more of and which one you shouldn't? You know, it's if you understand this, you can start to make a nutritional plan. You can start making the improvements in your body that you need to. Okay, knowing your body. You need to know your body. You need to know what's going on. Okay, if you don't know your body, you don't know your triggers, how are you ever going to move on if you're still eating them triggers and still binging every freaking day? That's what we go through. What methods should you use? There's no one set method. Straight up. Okay, what are the effects on the body when going high calorie and low calorie? Okay, you know, high calorie can cause X, Y, and Z. Low calorie can cause X, Y, and Z if done for too long a period. Supplementation. What supplementation should you use? Should you use supplementation? No, it's not as simple as here's a fat burner. That's stupid thinking. Okay, if you know, if you think that's the way to go, then we need to be changing that. We need to be showing you how to do that. Again, understanding macronutrients, protein, carbohydrates, and fats. Okay, do you understand the importance of them? Because if you can understand the importance of them, you can start to make a plan around it. The gut. Do you understand your gut? Okay. Do you understand the digestive system? Okay. Do you understand what chewing does? Do you understand the mental process of eating? Do you understand what the stomach does? Do you understand what the small intestine does, what the large intestine does, like the colon? Do you understand how certain things can do, like certain ways of things? So I keep on saying things. Does certain protocols, so to say, okay, of how certain foods can do certain right things. I like the word things today. Let me touch on the two that never get touched on. Mindset, lifestyle, okay? What are your goals, okay? In terms of mindset, we touch heavily on kind of where are you right now? Where do you want to get to? What could be the limiting blocks in you getting there? What are the limiting blocks right now that are stopping you? And how can we move? We don't, if you start to tell me how, you know, how your past has completely screwed you up, right? If you start talking to me, I will listen. But in all honesty, that's where we refer. We refer out to a counsellor. We refer out to someone who's going to know how to deal with that and to help you better or to help you more, okay? Who's going to really be able to give you the right advice. And then what you do is you use the Health Hitters alongside it. We're happy to turn around to you and say that we don't know. This is not somewhere that we think that we know all the answers. We don't, okay? And we're happy to tell you that. All right, so again, emotional eating or eating through boredom. Do you know which one? Do you know what you're doing? Filtration. Food plays a bigger role in your mindset than you think. Do you understand this? Fear. How fear is one of your biggest allies, not your biggest enemy. The influence of environment on your choices. You know, is the environment that you're around really going to help you get to where you want to get to? You have to take yourself out of that environment for the minute. Hey, you've got the people around you, the support and stuff like that. Are you ready yet to even take on a transformation? God, it took me a year to even take on a physical transformation. You can understand that. You can put the things in place. All right, and then we spoke about a lot more on there as well. And the last one, lifestyle. You know, talk about stress management, sleep management, rituals, routines, habits, eating on the go, eating out, meal prepping, finding the time to change you, priorities, values. We talk about all this stuff. We talk about how this is important. If you don't know it, it can hinder your results. Now, I know it seems like a lot. But if we can understand all of these things, we can start to make some real improvement. I am not saying you need to know all of this stuff off the bat. This is what the Health Hitters is about. We do it in modules. We do it in little small segments. This is a process. This is a journey. This is why I say to people, if you're looking for a quick term fix, this will not work. Will you get quick results? Potentially, if you follow what I'm giving you, you follow what the process is, you will possibly get some quick results. However, it's about making it sustainable as well as getting your results. So that is basically what we went through. That is this little snippet. That's a little breakdown of what we went through. Okay, done this in 12 minutes. The actual seminar, like I said, was 45 minutes to an hour long. I think it was even longer than that. I think it was, about 60 minutes. I've done that in 13 minutes. I don't know how. So you can see the level that we go through. I will stand there and speak to you for 2 hours to ensure that I help you if I really have to. That's the sort of person that I am. That's how much I love this shit. Okay? I love everything about the health and fitness industry because it's done a lot for me. All right, and I love helping people and showing how it's going to help everyone else. That's a small intro into, we call it the four key areas. Training, nutrition, mindset, lifestyle. Those four key areas, if you can start working on each one bit by bit, you will make some serious change. If you can do that, you're unstoppable, I believe. You're relentless, you're unstoppable. Okay. So there's a little insight into the Health Hitters. There's a little insight into what we do, how we work, what's going on. And that was actually the intro into the Health Hitters group anyway, and what we did in the accountability group. So I hope you liked this episode. There's a little bit of a snippet. That's what you get each week. We will be bringing out, I don't think I put this in the intro actually, because I made it as going, me and my fiance are going to be jumping on every week to do a Q&A, so if you've got any questions, you want answered, drop them in, and we can help you out. Again, if you want to follow me on social media, at JamesMatthews_JM15, if you want to follow me on Facebook, JM15Fitness, and again, you can ask me any questions on there as well. So take it easy, guys and girls. Peace.